were contacted by them about 6 months ago about coming to meet with myself and some members of our chamber about running a chamber of commerce over in Zimbabwe. But unfortunately, the last time when they planned to come over, for some reason, they weren't able to. So we were very, very excited when we got a letter from a group over at the World Trade Center. They sponsor groups from other countries to come over to learn about how to create and improve the businesses that they have in their countries. And we were very thankful that they contacted us about how to run a successful chamber of commerce.
Have you had similar groups coming in from other African countries, and what has been their response?
This is the first time, and we're thrilled, because we've had people from around the United States contact us because of different progressive things that we're doing. But this is the first time that we've met with people from outside of the United States that want to learn how to improve their business climate.
What would you think will be your major focus for the Zimbabweans?
I would like to talk about what we've done that I really think has set us apart from a lot of other chambers. And that was 5 years ago, instead of focusing on businesses in the community, which chambers typically always did before, we focus on the residential community because those are the people that come into the business community and spend the money. One restaurant doesn't spend money at another restaurant, and one jeweler doesn't spend money at another jeweler. So we went to the residential communities, 30 different residential communities here in Towson, and we said, what can we do to make you come in and shop and dine in Towson? And so basically what we did was listen, and I think that's what really made the big difference for us, because we have 60 events in Towson that bring in probably close to 500,000 people in a small town into our communities per year.